Hey, Ismael.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good.
Good. I'm glad to hear back from you. Are you ready to get everything set up?
Yeah. Sorry, this is Amy, right? From
Yes, this is Amy from Local Splash. I apologize.
Yeah, no, you're good. Yeah, I think I am gonna proceed with getting the advertisement.
Perfect. So
May
I will
you
try to
just...
go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Well, I was just gonna say if you can like run me through like exactly what is gonna be covered again.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And I'm gonna be sending it all over in writing as well for you. So it includes
okay.
the first page placement on Google there within the local map where the business is physically located. So what we do is we go ahead and we program you in there. We do the Google verification. Now, for this, do you have business license and insurance for Camp Care RV repair?
I don't at the moment. Is that
okay.
something that's going to be needed before?
Well,
process?
There, it is one of the things, those are a couple of the things that we use to verify the business directly with Google, but we do have other options. So you don't have an operating license or just like anything with the city there in Santa Ana that you're operating or LLC, anything like that?
I don't at the moment. Yeah, I'm literally
okay.
like even, I'm just now registering the name with the county.
That's okay. That's good. So you're registering the name with the county. Do you have a tax EIN number?
I do not, no.
Okay. Do you have photographs or do you have a business card? Have you created a business card?
I don't have that either, no.
Okay. All right. Yes. So we're starting to get low on items. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have a...
Or, I'm sorry, like a regular business card?
Yeah, like have you
yeah,
created a business card for Camp Care?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, I have.
Do you have an invoice? Have you created like an invoice that you use for Camp Care?
I just have like handwritten invoices, not like a one that has like a logo or anything like that.
Okay. I know a lot of times that it's really easy to go online and create an invoice for the company. You could do that. So what they ask for is they ask, do you have business license and insurance? And if you don't, they'll say, okay, do you have business registration, tax EIN number? Do you have business card you can send us a picture of? Can you send us a picture of your tools, the vehicle that you use to work? Can you send us a photograph of an invoice that you use for your clients? Because these things prove that you're a legitimate company. Okay?
Okay.
So those are the things that they ask for. If you don't have business license and insurance, but you're working on it, they accept that, but they do expect that you'll be working on it. So
right.
does that fit into your criteria?
It does. I just, like I said, I have the business card.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I could try to find out where I can make some type of like digital invoice.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I'm registering the name with the county as of right now.
Mm-hmm.
But then with that, I don't know if I won't have an EIN number. But with that, I'll essentially be able to have like my own business bank account.
Yes, you will. So that is one of
the sole because it's gonna be a sole proprietorship. So I guess that's all tied into like my same Social Security.
Yes.
I went to the bank the day after I spoke to you to figure all that out.
Mm-hmm.
And they told me that I could open a business account using my same social.
Mm-hmm.
So I won't
yes.
necessarily need an EIN number at the moment.
Right.
I just.
Yeah, as long as you've set up your own account and you're registering the state, you're registering the business with the city, you're going to be fine. And I went ahead and sent you a text. It's a clickable link where you can create free professional invoices for your business.
Okay.
Okay? And the thing is you'll have over the weekend to get that stuff created and set up. So that way, you're not waiting, you know, Like, we can begin getting everything set up and moving forward. And when I call you on Monday for your client onboarding or on Tuesday for your client onboarding, you already have these things in place. Okay?
Right.
So, it includes the first page placement on Google with the Google verification. It includes the Facebook ads for the social media marketing. We go ahead and create the Facebook business page, which you said you don't have a Facebook business page yet for Camp Care, correct?
I have to check. I did make a Facebook. I just didn't make like a real like business page for it.
Right. So the personal page, actually, I think I might have found it. Hold on. I did find it. Okay. So we can go in and begin creating the Facebook ads pretty immediately on this. Between 7 and 14 days, those Facebook ads will be up and running. Okay?
Okay.
It also includes the full website. Okay?
Right.
And then it includes programming for the popular directories. So that's Yelp, Facebook, Apple, Bing, Google, Google Maps, Apple Maps, all the most popular directories that Google indexes, okay? Bank account for the business with his own social security number. Okay. Additionally, it includes the call tracking system to eliminate the spam and robocalls. And then it also includes the client dashboard, because client dashboard is going to allow you to log on anytime to track the success. It's going to allow you to upload new photos, change content, run promotions. It's going to allow you to see how many clicks to the website, location of the searches that have been performed. So this is where you're going to be able to navigate and track the entire package. Okay?
Right.
Okay. And then it also includes review generation. So for reputation management, we help you to gain and gather the 5-star reviews on Google, Yelp, Foursquare, as well as Facebook. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And then that's, I mean, a partridge in a pear tree.
Okay. So for me, though, I'm like you said, I'm going to have to generate the invoice mm-hmm. and register the name. I already have the business card.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a logo or anything to use, but I mean, I could work on something like that as well.
Well, we can also create a logo for the company during client onboarding. That's not a problem. You go ahead and create the invoice, and then we can slap the logo on there. This is the thing, is with the invoice, you're going to want it to say the business information. So if it's a home-based business, that's fine. You could just put your address down there, because once you register it with the county, it's going to have that registered address anyways, and they don't take PO boxes.
Right.
So yeah, it's fine.
So mm-hmm. like right now, since it's mobile, mm-hmm. I'm just using my home address.
Yeah, and that's fine. We'll keep it hidden on Google. It won't show your physical address on Google. We will keep that hidden. But for the purpose of the actual invoice, you're going to want to go ahead and put it on there when you're creating the invoice. But that takes you through step by step. So you don't have to figure it out. That one that I sent you, that it helps you
yeah.
to create free invoices and makes it super easy. Okay?
Okay.
Right. And then you could take photographs of, you're going to get an email that's going to ask, it's going to tell you the things that you can use for the Google verification. And then I've already told you, like, since you're working on the license and the insurance still, you're registering it with the city, that's going to be perfectly fine. Okay?
Okay.
So are you ready to move forward?
Yeah.
Okay. Your first name, Ismael?
Correct.
Last name?
My last name is Cantero. It's spelled Cantero.
Email?
The business email, which is campcare714@gmail.com.
I'm sending everything over in writing to you. It's going to be labeled Google and Facebook marketing, and
okay.
it's going to have the exact price point locked in. My contact information is listed at the bottom, as lead on your account and point of contact for you. It's my job to make sure you're getting what you want and need out of the package. So I will be sending out a couple of text messages as well. That way you can lock my phone number in to contact me directly. Okay?
Okay.
The second email coming through is going to be labeled Client Dashboard and Analytics. And the next two after that will be from the client support team. It will be the initial invoice as well as the welcome email. Now, I know that you said that you're working with a home office. So what is that address?
It's 1218 mm-hmm. South Spruce Street mm-hmm. in Santa Ana, California.
Got it. 92704.
Yeah.
Perfect. I'm sending out a couple of texts now, my direct phone number and extension line, as well as a 6-minute YouTube tutorial that takes you through the tracking and reporting system so that you can get comfortable with that, okay?
Okay.
Now, as far as this goes, Ismael, is there any other authorized users on the account, or is it just going to be you?
What do you mean, on this, on the ads account?
Anybody that can call in to make change or adjustment on behalf of the company, or is it just you?
No, it's just going to be me.
Okay. Are you bilingual?
I am, yes.
Okay. We can actually capitalize on that and put that in the website as well to let your clients know. Now, tell me a little bit more about the services, exactly what type of calls you'd like us to bring you.
What do you mean, what kind of calls? Well,
the specific services that you're providing, because I know that you're not doing the repairs on the automotive portion of the RVs, but you did say, you know, a few other things. So I want to give my technician a list of services, keywords, basically. They're going to run them through our database with Google and present you with the top recommended keywords to choose from.
Well, keywords would probably be like just like RV repair, trailer repair, because I work on all RV appliances, roofs, like electrical generators, solar insulation, plumbing.
Okay, roof repairs, solar. Okay, there was one I missed in there. So RV trailer, RV repairs, RV appliance repairs, RV solar installation, RV plumbing, RV roof repairs.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you could put like RV appliances as well. Like,
yeah, I have that, RV appliance repair.
Okay.
What about RV appliance installation?
Yeah, exactly. With all of them, it's literally repair or install.
Okay. All right. I feel like there was one in the middle of there that I forgot what you said. Okay.
Yeah. See, like for example, my Yelp one,
mm-hmm.
where it's just like a little introduction as to what I do.
Oh, yeah, they're going to do the client onboarding with you, and at that point, they're going to determine exactly what you do, and they're going to come up with that, and then you can make change or adjustment to it if you need to. But, yeah, they're definitely going to help with that. Okay, so you're doing the plumber. Are you doing electrical on them?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I work on electrical on the LP, like on the propane lines as well.
Okay.
Electrical. LP,
okay.
Plumbing.
LP, propane line. I got the plumbing. Okay. RV. Electrical repairs. Okay. Perfect. Now, if there's other services you think of over the weekend or whatever, you can always just let us know when we do client onboarding and we can update, okay?
Okay.
Okay. I've already got down the things that you're doing in order for Google verification that we're going to get from you. Your service radius is Orange County, correct?
Yeah, like, well, I don't mind going to, like, further locations, just not,
okay,
like, somewhere, like, super crazy. Like, I'll work in Long Beach. I've gone to Long Beach before.
Okay.
Riverside, I've gone all the way up to, like, Jarupa Valley to work.
Wow.
Yeah, that one was kind of far, but.
Mm-hmm. It is. I've grew up in Apple Valley, so Jarupa's, like, it's far.
Yeah.
Okay. Hours of operation. When do you want the phone calls?
I mean, they can start as early, like, I guess, like, just, like, 8 to 5 is fine.
Okay. Do you have any before and after photos that you'd like to use?
I don't. I mean,
okay.
That's something that I've been lacking, like, not taking any photos of, like, repairs. I have some, but not.
Okay. Well, if you have some, you send us what you have, and then we can use stock photos for the rest, okay?
Okay.
Some photos need stock also, please. Okay, perfect. What forms of payment do you accept? Cash, check, credit card, PayPal, Venmo, Zelle, Cash App?
Yeah, at the moment, it's cash, Zelle. I mean, I could do Venmo. I try not to.
Okay.
And I don't have a card reader at the moment, so mainly just those, like cash, check, Zelle.
Okay. All right. I need to schedule your client onboarding with my technician. This is the interview itself is like 20 to 30 minutes, but we block off the entire hour in case the technician is finishing up with the client directly in front of you. We just want to make sure that everybody has enough time to get all their questions answered. The time slots available on Monday begin between 7 and 8 a.m. The last one is between 3 and 4. All the times in between are available except 12 to 1. For Tuesday, the 28th, what time would you like your client onboarding?
You said Tuesday, the 28th?
Correct.
Let me check, because I do have an appointment Tuesday. You can do, like, 10 a.m.
Cool. So what's going to happen is you're going to see it come through on your Google Calendar. It's going to say Local Splash CI for Client Interview English EN, and then it's going to have your first and last name along with your phone number, and that's going to serve as a placeholder within the Google Calendar. 1 hour before the appointment, you will get a text as well as an email reminder that's going to say, hey, Ismail, client onboarding is coming. You know, if for any reason you're unable to keep the call, please make sure you call or text back right away so I can reschedule you as quickly as possible. Tuesday's going to be a full day for us because we do have a holiday in there. So I want to make sure that we get you squared away. If you know for a fact you're not going to be able to make it, let me know. Also, please be noted that the call is going to come from our 877 phone number. So I sent that number over to you via text message. After we get off the phone, I would suggest that you do go ahead and save that number in your phone, the 877-635-6225, because that is the standard phone number that Local Splash is going to contact you from. When I call you, I call from a localized number because I'm calling from a VoIP system. But anytime operations is going to call you for onboarding or for any other reason, they're going to call from that 877 number. So it's important that you're aware of that and you lock that number in, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So I've gone ahead and I've scheduled that for you. Now, the next thing that's going to happen is I'm going to go ahead and read a voice verification that outlines the service agreement with Local Splash, and it goes over the fact that the pricing is all done month to month, that there's no contract. But first, in order to secure your listing today for the first page Google placement, is it just your first and last name on your card, or is there any middle initial?
On the card, there is a middle initial.
Okay. What is it?
The M.
M for Michael?
Correct.
Okay. And then the billing address, that's going to be the Spruce Street address that we have, correct?
Correct, yeah.
Okay, give me just a second here. The system's moving a little slow today. Okay, got that. And is it a Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
Visa.
Okay.
Visa.
All right, I'm ready for the card number. Go ahead.
4815.
Mm-hmm.
8210.
Mm-hmm.
3653.
Mm-hmm.
6072.
Expiration month and year?
0727. Or I'm sorry, 0127.
Okay. January of 2027. 3-digit code on the back?
Yeah. 343.
I'm also going to set a security question for your account. It's your choice of your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
I guess I'll just do the city I was born in.
Which is?
Santa Ana.
Oh, you were? Okay. Very nice. Okay. Now, we set that security question to protect your proprietary information. Please understand that Local Splash is very rarely experienced that there has been any type of scam call, but we do like to make you aware that once in a while, scam calls have happened, and if they'll identify themselves and make it seem like maybe they're with Local Splash or any sort of things, and we just, that's why we set the security question, is so that if you get a call from somebody, you're not sure if it's actually Local Splash or not, that you ask for your security question, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to process this account for the 249, and I'm going to read a voice verification, okay?
Okay.
Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call has been recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it is an added form of protection for you. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording, please state the name of your business as it should read on the first page of Google.
Camp Care RV Repair.
Please state your name and title within the business.
My name is Ismael Cantero. I'm the business owner.
Ismael, are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
In order to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring our company, Local Splash, as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
I do. Yeah.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged for today's date, which is May 24th, 2024, in the discounted non-refundable amount of $249 for the all-inclusive platinum package. Setup fee has been waived. This is a true flat rate. There's no hidden taxes, no additional click fees, call fees, or surcharges of any kind whatsoever. It is a reoccurring payment that will take place again, and that happens on the 24th day of every month. If you choose to pause your service or discontinue your service for any reason, we ask that you do so by contacting myself or client support within 3 days of the billing. Do you agree and understand these renewal and cancellation terms?
I agree, yes.
All right. I'd like to be the first to welcome and congratulate you for going with Local Splash. We look forward to meeting all of your marketing needs. Now, the next order of business is you should have received a text that says, Ismael M., thank you for choosing Local Splash. You sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. Do you see that?
I did get the email. Let me check my text messages.
Yeah, it should have came through, and it may say... it should say,
thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Mm-hmm. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. Please click here to accept subscription terms. Please go ahead and click there.
The link?
Yes, this is https://my.localsplash.com/terms.
Yeah.
Okay.
Confirm.
from.
Now, if you see an asterisk by something, it may or may not be included with your package. It could be upgraded at the time of your choosing, such as Google Guarantee, Google Ads, all of those sorts of things. And at the very bottom, you'll see what's locked into your price point, and your package is at $249. It's reoccurring at $249. It'll never go up or change. Click the two boxes certifying you're the person who made the purchase today on behalf of the company, and then type in your first name, middle initial, last name, no periods or dots, and hit confirm signature for me, please.
Oh, I have to put the middle initial?
You do. It has to be exact.
Okay. Now it says username and password.
Username is going to be the phone number for the company, the one ending in 0540, and your password is going to be emailed over to you, but let me pull it. Give me just a second. It's going to be all lowercase, Fab Video. F as in Frank, A as in Apple, B as in Barbie, V as in Video, I as in Igloo, D as in David, E as in Elephant, O as in Octopus. Fab Video,
okay.
All lowercase.
And you said that the password is getting emailed to me as well?
It's being text messaged and emailed over to you as well with the log. It'll be labeled login credentials, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and you don't have to worry about it. You'll be able to log in anytime. It's not a hidden thing. You can log in whenever you want. And it's going to say,
right.
Hey, there's not much to see here at the moment because it's pretty barren and pretty empty, but you will be able to go ahead and upload photos from there if you choose to. The different things that we've spoken about, and that's how you're also going to be able to track with the tracking and reporting system as well, okay?
Okay.
Do you have any other questions for me?
Well, the only question I really have that I could think of right now is, okay, so I already paid for the subscription, and I paid it using my personal account.
Okay.
And once I switch over to my business account, I can just give you a call and you guys will switch that for me.
Absolutely. And once you get into your dashboard, you can go into billing yourself and account settings and you can update it yourself.
Oh, I can do it there?
Used to. Yep.
Okay.
So we're delighted to do it for you as well. Whatever's easiest for you.
Okay. All right. That sounds good. And then another thing, typically since I am a new client, I'm new in like the industry.
Every area.
you're right. Exactly. When you do see someone like that, what's like around the turnaround time or so for me to get clients, basically?
Right. So the terms and conditions state a max of 30 to 45 days for full, optimization for everything. The timeline breakdown is about 7 to 14 days for Google verification, then we can begin programming on Google. Facebook ads are up and running in the first 7 to 14 days with calls coming directly to you. The directories are about 5 to 7 days, and the calls come directly to you. The website's up and running in the first 3 to 5 days, again, with calls coming directly to you. So while overall for it all to completely gel takes about 30 to 45 days max, again, your industry is very niche. You're going to see activity as very quickly, I believe, because there's not a ton of you. It's not like a very heavily, deeply saturated industry. So it's not like you're picking plumber in Santa Ana. You know what I mean? Like, it's very specific what you're offering. So you're going to see results very quickly. But I have to always let you know what the terms and conditions state. And again, my job here is to make sure that you have an understanding of that. And we always go with the highest or the lowest, like whichever way we promise it is always because we like to under-promise and over-deliver. So I'd rather tell you a max of 30 to 45 days, and it really only take like, you know, on day 17, you start seeing more activity than, you know, the latter, me to promise day 17, and it really took 30 to 45. So we always aim to under-promise and over-deliver, okay?
Okay. Fair enough.
Right. Well, if you have any other questions, you can text. If you want a text to come directly to me through the system, you just put @Amy, and it'll come directly to me. If you want to talk with me, you call in on the 877 phone number. You press 224. You'll be connected with my desk. If you need something with website or client support, you press 1. You'll be connected with them, okay?
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
All right. My pleasure. I'll talk with you later.
All righty.
All right. You're welcome. Welcome to Local Splash. Bye now.
Thank you. Bye.
Uh-huh.